النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was one of the pure fountainheads of knowledge and wisdom. He was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam himself was the 10th divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. The ulama and the religious scholars and the fuqaha, the Islamic jurisprudence of the Shia, asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam about the different branches of knowledge while he was yet a very young child. And despite his young age, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered all of these great religious scholars and these great religious jurisprudents with the answers of an expert. It was these very answers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam which made the Shia scholars and Shia jurisprudents and the other leaders of the Shia to believe in the imama of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawinuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, this divinely appointed Imam, this immaculate leader from the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So we're talking about these dialogues, and we find that in one instance, something really interesting happened. Now, of course, at the time of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Abbasid governmental establishment was at the helm. They were in power. And now, because the Abbasid caliphs, they themselves were not experts in jurisprudence, we find that they would appoint various different scholars from different theological and jurisprudential backgrounds in order to be able to answer these jurisprudential questions for them. Now, this is one of the outcomes of what happens when you separate religion from politics. So we find that at the time of Mutawakkil Abbasi, a non-Muslim man ended up committing adultery with a Muslim woman. This man was then brought to the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil Abbasi, and they ordered the man to be punished. When the decision to punish the man came forth and it was announced, after the announcement of the punishment, the man converted to Islam. One of the chief judges, Yahya bin Aktham, he said, his faith in Islam has now cancelled his polytheism, his kufr, his shirk, and his sins. So he should no longer be punished. Another person came and said, he is to be punished with three different penalties. And yet another one of the judges came forth and said that, well, he should still be punished with so and so. All of a sudden, there was a commotion in the court of Mutawakkil Abbasi, and it was not clear what is the correct ruling as far as Islam is concerned. So Mutawakkil Abbasi ordered his men to go and speak with Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi replied that he is a sinner and he should be hit until he dies, meaning that the committing of adultery stands. So Yahya bin Aktham, who was the chief judge, as well as the other great scholars, they denied this fatwa and asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam to explain himself. And so in response, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he replied with a verse from the Holy Quran, which said, when they saw our punishment, they said, we believe in Allah alone and we deny what we used to associate with them. But their faith could not avail them when they saw our doom. This is Allah's law, which hath ever taken course for his bondsmen, and then the disbelievers will be ruined. And so what was being said here by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was that based upon this Quranic commandment and this Quranic verse, this non-Muslim man who accepted Islam after he had witnessed the announcement of the punishment for his adultery, that in reality this faith was of no avail, because this faith came about not because of belief in Allah, but rather it came about because of the fear of the punishment. And so this is not true and pure faith. Matter of fact, this is a fraud and a disguise. And so again, in this conversation, or really this big debate that occurred, we realize the great status and the position of the knowledge and the wisdom of these divinely appointed imams, in this case Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, in front of these court judges. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.